This is Paul Worden, and I want to welcome y'all back once again to Living Truth Ministries. I want to kind of give you an apology of some sort and to offer an explanation why didn't have the last lesson go out on the time that we normally do. But I've been fighting this head cold, the chest cold, and I got to where I had coughing fits, and every time I tried to talk, I'd cough and lost my voice and everything. But by the grace of God, He has touched my body. We are definitely on the downside of it, and I thank God for touching my body and for healing me. And I don't know what we would do without the grace of God and the help of God to help us even through our afflictions. So we need to keep trusting God, because He is there to help. He is always on the throne, and He's always in charge. And all we have to do is put our trust in Him and trust Him and claim His promises, and He will help us and He will see us through. And I thank God for those promises, and I thank God for helping me. Last time we were together, we were been talking about this dream and this vision that God has placed in our heart. And the last time we were together, we talked about making a choice. If you remember, approximately 16 months after God delivered Israel out of Egypt bondage, He brought them to the border of the Promised Land. And from there where they were camped, the Israelites could see the beautiful hills, the fields, the pastures of the land which God had promised them as an inheritance. And all they had to do was obey God, claim His promises, and go over there and claim it. Because God sent the angel of the covenant before them, warning them, obey His voice, provoking Him not, and He will not pardon your transgressions, for My name is in him. But if thou shalt indeed obey His voice, and do that all I speak, then their enemies will become God's enemies, and your adversaries will become God's adversaries. All they had to do was trust God, believe in God, obey God, and act upon what God told them to do. And today I want to kind of talk about, to whom will you listen? As you know, Moses sent 12 men, one from each of the tribes of Israel, which were 12 tribes in Israel, to spy out the Promised Land. After exploring for 40 days, the men returned. The entire congregation was anxiously waiting to hear what these 12 leaders had to say. The spies told Moses, "We came to the land to which you sent us. Surely it flows with milk and honey. This is its fruit." And you can read that in Numbers 13:27. Can you imagine the excitement among the congregation as these 12 men showed them the fruit that they brought back from the land of Israel? Just as God promised, the soil was rich and fertile. They brought back pomegranate, figs, and a single cluster of grapes that was so large it took 2 men to carry it on a pole between them. At long last, their waiting was over. Soon they would be enjoying the fruit of the land and the blessing God had promised them. But here we go. But then 10 of the spies reported, "The people who dwell there are strong, and the cities are fortified with very large. Moreover, there we saw the sons of Anak, of great stature and courage." And you can read that in Numbers 13:28. At this news, concern spread among the Israelites, and they began to express their doubts and their fears. What did they do? They quit listening to their God. They quit relying on God. They quit claiming God's promises, and listen to all these people out in the world that know nothing, and listen to the naysayers, and then they begin to get discouraged. How many times have we fell in that pit where we know the promises of God, We know God's going to be there. We know God's going to help us, and he's going to lead us to this fertile land to where we can enjoy the fruits and the labor of what God promised, but yet we listen to the naysayers, and then we get discouraged, and we fall in that pit. Even myself, fall in that pit way too many times instead of relying on God and claiming his promises and going out there and claiming this promised land that God has promised each and every one of us. Two of the spies, which were Joshua and Caleb, tried to encourage the people, saying, "Let us go up at once and possess it. We are well able to conquer it." That was in Numbers 13 and 30. But the other men said, "We are not able to go up against the people of Canaan, for they are stronger than we are." Two expressed faith to advance. 10 gave a negative report, saying that the land was possessed by powerful enemies that would destroy them. At this point, the people had heard two voices, the voice of faith and the voice of unbelief. One voice said, "We are able." The other said, "We are not able." Which voice are you going to listen to? Which voice is stronger in your mind? Is it the voice of reasoning, the voice of God, the promises, or the voice of naysayers that's going to discourage you and stop you from reaching your dream, your fastest, your destination? Which voice are you going to listen to? God had told the Israelites to go in and take possession of the land. He assured them that he would drive out their enemies before them. No further discussion was necessary. No questioning, no hesitating. All that was required was for them to obey the voice of God. The voice of God had been confirmed by the voice of faith when Caleb said, "We are well able to conquer it." He and Joshua pleaded with the people not to rebel against God. God's people had a choice: to listen to the voice of faith and obey God, or listen to the voice of unbelief and rebel against God. Which voice will you listen to? Which voice is stronger? Which voice has more encouragement for you? God had told the people to advance, no questions asked. Never put a question mark where God has put a period. If God has put this dream and this vision in your heart, I promise you, God is going to see it through and make you strong if you would just listen to the voice of God and not to the voice of the naysayers. You will succeed, you will achieve, and you will have what God has promised you that you will have. We just have to rely on the word and the promises of God, because he will be there, he will help us, he will encourage us, and he will see us through. Praise God for that promise. Praise God for that hope that we can claim in our lives. And we just need to shut out all the other voices and listen to the voice of God. He will not lead you astray. He will not forsake you. He will not let you fail if we just rely on the voice and the promises of God. Let's have a word of prayer. Oh, blessed Heavenly Father, what a privilege to come before your throne in the wonderful name of Jesus. Father, I thank you for this encouragement that you have given us today. Father, I thank you for touching our lives, for blessing our lives, and Father, for the promises that you said that you will be there with us, that you will help us, that you will encourage us, that you will see us through to this dream and this vision that you have placed in our heart. Father, help us to rely on your word. Help us to rely on your promises and listen to only your voice of encouragement. Father, the world knows not what you put in our hearts, but only you. And Father, you are there to help us. You are there to encourage us, and you are here to give us the strength to see this dream through. Father, be with each and every one of us that hear this. And Father, encourage our hearts and to help us to know we can trust and depend upon you. And Father, I will never, ever fail to thank you and to glorify you and to bless your name for your promises. Be with each and every one that hears this and encourage our hearts today. I pray and I thank you for it in Jesus' wonderful name. Amen.
We hope you enjoyed studying Divine Destiny with us and today's teaching, To Whom Will You Listen? Join Paul next week as he teaches Agreeing with God. Harvest Time International Institute and Living Truth Bible College furnished all material. You can find helpful material like this and more by going to www.myltbc.org. Again, that's myltbc.org. We want to hear from you if you're enjoying Paul's teaching. You can email us. Our email is divinedestiny@ltmforchrist.com. Again, that's divinedestiny@ltm4christ.com. This broadcast is brought to you by Living Truth Ministry.